Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Hospice House. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we are talking about the Hospice House Education Series. What happens there is the program is brought to the audience, to the is performed at Petaluma Hospice 1 week, and then the next week at Santa Rosa Hospice.
Yeah.
So this one is February 10th at Hospice of Petaluma on Peyrand Street, and February 17th at Hospice on College Avenue in Santa Rosa, called Folk Tales of Everlasting Love.
Yes.
So give us a little teaser.
A little synopsis, yes. So part of what we wanted to do is make sure that we had this in the month of love, if you will, February. And we have two social workers, actually, one who works with us at Memorial Hospice and one at Hospice of Petaluma. One is a sound healer who plays various instruments that bring much comfort to the people that we serve and to us in general. And then the other social worker, Crystal Lukoff, is a master storyteller in addition to being a social worker.
Wow, how neat to be able to get your cast right from your usual volunteers.
From within, yes, absolutely.
What are the folk tales of everlasting love?
First of all, the series itself is a way to gather us as a community together. And again, the reason that we became interested in doing this Wednesdays at Hospice was to bring people from the community into the hospice locations, the hospice houses, if you will, and as a way of talking about the stuff of life and the stories of everlasting love, remind us of us as human beings in relationship to one another with connection and happiness or not non-happiness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how we go through life, basically.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And also, it seems to me that it would sort of demysticize hospice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And demonstrate to people that this is not a horror show. This is a sort of rebirth as well as the other things that it may be.
Absolutely, Roland. I think that we have this wonderful opportunity through things like this education series to, again, gather and to talk about life in general, to look at hospice as a support network, as a way of reaching out to one another, but to demystify and also to help people be unafraid of coming forward.
Yeah. And also, as I see it, these folk tales and myths have been used for this purpose for hundreds and possibly even thousands of years.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think that people love to come for we have so much electronic equipment today, and we're so connected with each other. And in many ways, we forget how to gather together and listen to stories and the stories of history, the stories of life, the stories of love. And that's really kind of what we do when we're in our families together.
We have a little time left. Let's jump up to March 9th and March 16th. Where the program is about Japanese-American internment during World War II.
Yes, we feel very privileged to have Henry Kaku, who is actually associated with Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. And Henry is also an origami master and a judo master. Uh-huh. And he has a very poignant tale to tell about his own personal family and their internment during World War II.
I think just the fact that that this is about 120,000 people puts it in an area that maybe even people who are familiar with the internment aren't quite aware of.
Absolutely.
That is a lot of people that were totally displaced for 4 years and plus, really.
Yes, absolutely.
Nina, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about Wednesdays at the Hospice House once again.
Thank you, Roland.
So this Wednesday, it is Folk Tales of Everlasting Love, Storytelling, and Healing Sound at Hospice of Petaluma on February 10th, at Hospice in Santa Rosa on February 17th. For information, in Petaluma, the number is 778-6242. Santa Rosa, 568-1094, or online, SonomaCountyHospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.